This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Billy Kennedy's going to be joining us here in a minute, we think. He is going to be with us here. He's on? We got him? Yeah, we got Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5. Sorry, a little late, but Coach is with us here. He is Texas A&M is about to take on Providence on Friday, early game, and you're going to hear it right here on ESPN 97.5 because we are your home for the Aggies. Billy Kennedy, head coach, joining us here. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. Good.
Man, we appreciate you being here with us. Coach, coaches are a lot less resilient than players. I know players get over stuff easy. When last your team was on the floor, you had that drive and score and a heartbreaker. That's the last taste that your basketball team had. What did you say to them, and how do you get them, over that? Or is it they're kids and they're going to get over that?
Well, one, I told them that's the importance of the tournament. When you're in tournament play, one play can get you beat, whether it's earlier in the game or late in the game. It just happened to be the last play of the game. And I thought I could have done a better job of preparing them, and I took some of the blame. We called a timeout to get organized, and we were organized, but we let him get the ball a little quicker than we wanted to. The other side of the coin was we had some guys beat up, and Admon Gilder had played back-to-back games or even practiced back-to-back days since he had surgery on his knee earlier in the season. So we took some time off, and we were able to rest some guys and get some guys fully healthy. We're choosing to believe that's the positive that came out of this situation. But
yeah.
You learn that one play can get you beat, and hopefully we learn that more than anything.
A pretty balanced team, Coach. You got yourself a pretty balanced team. Is that the way you want, or would you rather have a go-to guy that you know in crunch situations that you can get a basket, or do you like it where the scoring's pretty much spread out?
Well, when you're balanced and everybody's playing well, that's the best way, because you're hard to prepare for, you're hard to scout. You can't take away one guy. The benefit of having that one guy is in late game situations when you got a guy who can go make a play on his own like James Harden does on a regular basis for the Houston Rockets, but when you're a balanced team and everybody's playing well, you're tough to beat. And when we had good support from our guard play, because our front line is so good, we've been very successful.
You talked about guard play, and I know that's one of the issues that some people point to about whether or not you're going to be able to move past with consistent guard play. What are your thoughts as the season progressed and as you got down to the last third, which is such a big part of winning in the tournament, is how you performed the final third. Where do you see your guard play right now as it compares to certainly the first round matchup and then maybe beyond that in the second round?
Well, we've won 3 of our last 4 games with TJ Starks playing the point and him playing really well. Even in the last game against Alabama, he had 23 points and 4 assists. And so guard play obviously is very important. The question is, as young as he is, being a freshman on the NCAA tournament stage, how well will he play? And The good thing for us is he's playing well right now, and we're hoping he'll play well in this tournament, because he's going to be faced against a kid named Kyron Cartwright, who's a senior who's played in 3 NCAA tournaments. And, we're thankful that he's playing well, and he's played well since we put him in the starting lineup against Kansas, and we're going to need him and the support of Admon Gilder and DJ Hogue to make shots to take some of that pressure off of him.
Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5, Texas A&M head coach. Coach, you seem to me to be a pretty even keel guy, but even you, when you go from 11-1 to 11-6 and 0-5 in conference, were you gripping a little bit?
Oh yeah, no question. When when you go 0-5 and you got two starters with knee injuries out and you had to suspend another starter. It's not fun, whether you're the coach or a player or whatever. And I knew if we could get those guys back and we were able to get Dwayne Wilson back and we were able to get Edmond Gilter back, that we would rectify the situation. I didn't know we'd win 9-13 and play as well as we did at the end of the year. But I'm thankful we were able to get those guys back and we were able to get back on track. Because we've got a good team and we've got good talent, and I'm expecting us to play well against a really good Providence team on Friday.
Yeah, you mentioned that's a pretty good. That's a team that just beat Xavier. That's a team that just beat Creighton. Xavier, a number one seed, and they were able to beat them in the tournament. How'd they do that? What kind of style of play would you and what do you got to do to beat those guys?
Well, we're going to have to match their physicality and take care of the ball. They're a physical basketball team. They're an experienced team. They start three seniors who all average double figures for them and have won a lot of games for them. Well, we're going to have to go in. The advantage we have is with our post guys, and those guys are going to have to come up big and be a factor. We're hoping our length and size. They haven't played a team as big as us or as athletic as us. With our size, and we're hoping that our length will give them problems scoring the basketball and we'll be effective on hurting them on the glass in this game.
Billy Kennedy with us here on ESPN 97.5. You've been here. You've done this before. Why is this team any different, Coach, for you and can do some special things?
Well, it's a deep team with inside and in the interior. We've got some special guys when you look at Tyler Davis, Robert Williams, Tony Trocia, and those three guys have been good for us all year. And it's an advantage that we've had pretty much all season. And when our guard play is good, we're hard to beat because we have some dominant people inside. Tyler Davis has been as good as anybody in the country as a player for us all season long, and we're hoping to ride him for a long way.
Well, you're going to hear that game, that Providence game. You're going to hear every game that the Aggies are playing right here on ESPN 97.5. Your home for Texas A&M Athletics. Hey, Coach, we appreciate you being here. Best of luck. Go take care of Providence.
All right. Thanks for having me.
All right. Billy Kennedy right here on ESPN 97.5.